The Day in Tech History is sponsored by Cachefly over at cachefly.com, where you can host your podcast and get a 14-day free trial.
Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
November 8th. 1602 is where we're going to start. The Bodleian Library was established at the University of Oxford in Oxford, England. 1804 is when we're going to go from there. The Hubble plug and socket, which is the first U.S. patent for a separable electric attachment plug, is issued to Harvey Hubble of Connecticut. Basically screws into a light socket, so homes with the new electric lighting technology could also make use of other appliances. In 1980, scientists at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory at the California Institute of Technology announced the discovery of a 15th moon orbiting the planet Saturn. The Voyager 1 space probe is the device that made the discovery. In 1982, Kenneth Vance scores 4,999,993 points on Atari's Tempest after playing the game for 3 hours and 5 minutes. Also, a New York federal court judge issues a temporary injunction against Commodore, preventing the company from making and selling joysticks, as the court ruled that it imitates the Atari's signature joystick. In 1991, Corel releases version 5.1 of WordPerfect, and the first Turing test of the world was held at Boston Computer Museum. The Turing test seeks to demonstrate the achievement of artificial intelligence. Among the participants are 8 computer programmers talking through modems and 2 human confederates, also at remote locations. In 1992, Sega of America releases the Sega Multimedia Entertainment System with a CD player for $299. In 1993, Microsoft releases the Windows for Workgroups 3.11 operating system. It featured improved support of the NetWare and Windows NT, along with numerous architectural changes meant to improve system performance and stability in a 16-bit environment, I guess. So, 1997, Rodney Aloya, founder and sysop of the Index BBS in Georgia, passes away of a massive head injury in a skydiving accident. With 60 phone lines, the Index BBS was the largest BBS in Southeast United States. His friends and colleagues, after his death, would continue to run the BBS in his memory, scaling back the number of phone lines, but maintaining the BBS even up to its inclusion into Google Groups. In 1998, Intel begins airing a commercial on American television entitled Homer's Smarter Brain, which featured Homer Simpson of The Simpsons, his brain replaced by a Pentium II processor, basically turning him into a professor, or the Gilligan, one of the two. In 1999, a new worm dubbed Bubble Boy is first detected. The proof-of-concept worm was sent to network associates, which immediately posted a free software patch and alerted the FBI of the danger. Also in 1999, U.S. President William Clinton holds the nation's first virtual town hall meeting on the Internet. Organizers claim that they expected about 15,000 people, but later, Excite.com would estimate that twice as many actually participated.
If you love the Day in Tech History, then I encourage you to join my Patreon movement over at patreon.com/geekazine. Your contribution keeps the lights on and more Day in Tech History episodes available. Pledge as little as $1 a month or $12 a year for 365 days of podcasts. Add to that all the content from geekazine.com, morninggeeks.com, and other shows that I produce. That's over at patreon.com/geekazine. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
Back in 2000, Priceline.com shares fall 24% after news that another key executive has resigned and was made public. Marianne Keller, who is the head of auto services, was the last to resign following William Pike, vice president of financial planning, and Allison McEnery, who was the director of investor relations. 2001, Microsoft releases DirectX 9. In 2004, Pioneer announces the development of a technique that would allow optical drives to store up to 500 gigabytes of data using ultraviolet lasers, which emit shorter wavelengths rays than blue lasers. 2005, on November 8th, Red Octane releases the music game Guitar Hero video game for the PlayStation 2 in North America. Of course, the game came bundled with a guitar-shaped controller that resembled a miniature Gibson SG, and it featured 47 playable songs. Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, Smoke on the Water as by Deep Purple, Spanish Castle Magic by Jimi Hendrix, and a bunch more. The price was $79.99. 2006, Microsoft released a version of Internet Explorer 7 and released specifically for Windows Vista. Also in 2006, Microsoft released version 6.0 of the Windows NT operating system. 2008, Google CEO Eric Schmidt bows out of the running for Barack Obama's chief technology officer position. 2009, a potential iPhone worm was discovered. For jailbroken iPhones, a program hacked in and replaced the wallpaper with pop singer Rick Astley, therefore Rickrolling the iPhone. And in 2010, RockMelt Browser debuted. It was a browser that connected your social networks on sidebars so you could keep up with what's being posted. If you want to keep up with what's going on in technology history, all you have to do is go to the Day in Tech History every single day, or you can subscribe to the RSS feed through your iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use, and you'll get that podcast right downloaded to your device so you can listen every single day. My name is Jeffrey Powers, of course, www.dayintechhistory.com. There is a wiki page to see all the show notes of everything that I talked about today. And, of course, you can go over to Twitter over at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And, of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and Geekazine.com.